Ready for service this evening. So good to see y'all out on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday evening. What a beautiful day we've had. Praise the Lord. I know as we were talking a minute ago, just hang around. Weather's going to change again, isn't it? Just praise God. Well, if y'all can, the ones that can, stand please. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Alrighty. Anyone on the left side with a spoken prayer request? Sounds good. Oh, I thought I saw a hand. Okay. Praise the Lord. Just praise God.
Remember the Rostrum? Remember Sister Penny.
Sister Penny. Absolutely. Sure will.
Anyone else?
All right. If anyone with an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. Oh, yes. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, dear Lord, for your mercy and grace. Lord, we thank you dear Lord, for allowing us to gather together in your house and in your name. Lord, whether we're here together here or we're together watching on our live feed, Lord, I ask for your blessings to be upon each and every one. Dear Lord, you've seen the hands that were raised. Lord, you know the depths of our hearts, even those things that aren't spoken yet. And dear Lord, we ask you now just to take charge of each and every situation for your healing, for your protection, dear Lord, for you just to allow us, dear Lord, to get closer to you. And dear Lord, for those that are in need tonight, dear Lord, we ask that you'll touch each and every one. Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. As we do remember all those that are in need, those that aren't able to be with us tonight, ask, Lord, just to touch. And as our message is brought forth, Lord, just for His Word to be spread. While you're standing, turn to page 92. Just a little talk with Jesus. Need y'all's help tonight. Praise God. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Amen.
Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell Him all about our trouble. Hear our faintest cry. He'll answer by and by. Hear a little prayer will turn. Know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my past seems drear without a ray of cheer. And then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The saints rise and hide the starry skies. But just a little talk with Jesus cleared the way.
Amen.
And let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell Him all about our trouble. Hear our faintest cry. He'll answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn. Know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears. My eyes are filled with tears. But Jesus, a friend who watches day and night.
Thank you, Lord.
I go to Him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell Him all about our troubles. Hear our faintest cry. He'll answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn. Know a little fire. Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears. My eyes are filled with tears. But Jesus, a friend who watches day and night. I go to Him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell Him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry. He'll answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turning. Know a little fire is burning. Have a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you can. Just praise the Lord. I don't have any other announcements up here right now. Just want us to keep all the ministries in our prayers and just ask the Lord just to touch each and every one. And also for our teen class and for the young people down in their class, the little ones, And I thank God for each and every teacher, each and every, whether it be Sunday school or Wednesday night teachers, our little drama teams and all the other factions that go forth. You know, God's blessing, and you see those little ones, and you know, even for the teens, as much as they need to hear the Word in this day and time, to include us too. But to keep them interested and keep them involved is what we want to do. Just praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. Brother Thomas, do you have a prayer? Would you pray for the offering, please, tonight?
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being blessed. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be in the house again tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless all those that made effort to come out tonight, Lord. Bless those especially that are not able to get out. That's what you bless this offering for the program, my Lord. Lord, bless all those that have to give, especially those that don't.
Yes.
We ask you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh. Thank you very much, sir. All right. You got a tune?
We'll try.
We'll try something. Song for us? Yes? Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
I searched and I searched for the road that leads to glory. I wondered if I'd ever find the way. I sat down to rest, for my feet had grown so weary. But then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking, just keep walking. Walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday, better get in the right way. Walking in the light of the Lord. I prayed and I prayed for the Lord to give me mercy. I prayed for Him to brighten up the day. I was so afraid, for the road now seemed so lonely. But then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking, just keep walking. Walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday, better get in the right way. Walking in the light of the Lord. You've got to keep walking, just keep walking. Walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday, better get in the right way. Walking in the light of the Lord.
I'm not as organized as Sister Susan. I don't know what I sing this in, but it's somewhere on that guitar. Okay. Part of it says, I've been born again. And I don't know if I can sing better with or without, but I'm going to try. My goodness, y'all are entirely too far apart. looks scarce out there, don't it? All right, I'm going to try this song, I've Been Born Again. I don't want fine mansions here in this world of sin and shame. All I want to know is that I've been born again. I don't want wealth or fame. I don't care who knows my name. All I want to know is that I've been born again. As I journey through this land, there's but one who understands all the trouble and trials I go through. Yes, there's one way up above, looking down in peace and love, and He tells me that I've been born again. Once my life was filled with sin, and I had no peace within. Then He read, where you must be born again. So I knelt there in the aisle, and God met me with a smile. Now I know that I've been born again. As I journey through this land, there's but one who understands all the trouble and trials I go through. Yes, there's one way up above, looking down with peace and love, and He tells me that I've been born again. As I journey through this land, oh, there's but one who understands all the trouble and trials I go through. Yes, there's one way up above, looking down with peace and love, and He tells me that I've been born again. Yes, I know that I've been born again.
Praise God. I know if there's anyone, I just want to say this tonight, if there's anyone that's got any situation in their heart right now or haven't turned their life over to the Lord, this is the night. If you have it and you need prayer, know that this altar's open as we go into service. Now, while we give Brother Eddie a chance to get ready, who's got a testimony this evening? Let's get a couple of testimonies before we get started here, before we turn it over to him. Praise God. I know there's somebody that has a burning testimony. Yes, Sister Linda. Uh-oh. It's my desire. Amen. 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 Anyone else with a testimony tonight? Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to take this opportunity, then we'll turn it over to Brother Eddie. I'm going to take this opportunity just to praise the Lord, too. There's so much going on. There's so many things. And I wonder sometimes just how in the world am I going to get everything in order, our family, just everything that's going on in this world today, and even down to our little finite minds or our little worlds is where we live. And I just want to tell you right now, God's in charge. And, I know He's got it in His hands, and that's where our faith has to be. And I just thank the Lord for giving me that hope and just to hear His word, as you said, sister, and that desire to know that no matter what we're going through, that if we place it in His hands, we're a winner either way. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Eddie, it's all yours.
Well, when I get coming, I've been wanting to testify.
Oh, right.
Okay. Thank you. pray all the time for my kids. Well, Adam had a birthday. I hope, pray to God, he's not watching. He had a birthday the 6th. I done forgot what it, anyway, he had a birthday in January. And when my mama was here, she told me, you know, the Lord has a way of getting a hold of stuff. And she told me, she said, I'm going to get Adam a Bible for his birthday. And the first thing I said was, don't even bother. Don't do it. You know, you can't pray on one hand and knock your own feet out with the other one. But I did. I told her, Mama, don't bother. I said, I can hear him now. Granny, why'd you get me a Bible? You know I don't read no Bible. So anyway, we come to church that following Sunday, and I was sitting back there with Mama, and I just really felt impressed from the Lord, you need to get that Bible. Well, you know me, I just sort of played it off. So Sunday night we come to church again, you need to get that Bible. And so I told Mama when we got home, I said, Mama, I said, go ahead and get him that Bible. Just go ahead. And she said, why? And I said, I just feel like you need to. She said, well, I was going to anyway. I didn't care what you said. But he come over the last night that Mama was here. And Mama went in there and she got the bag and she gave it to him. And she said, and I don't want to hear nothing smart about what you got either. And he was happy as he could be about that Bible. Amen. He said, Granny, he said, I like this. You know, if I'd had it my way, he wouldn't have got that Bible, because I know how he is, I thought. But the Lord said, go get the Bible. And he told Mama, he said, I really like this, Granny. He said, I'm not going to make fun of it. He said, I really like it. One more thing, the Lord's showing me that he's working. And I praise God for that, and I love the Lord, and y'all pray Mama comes back real soon. I miss Mama. I do. I really miss my Mama. She got to stay 6 weeks with me this time, and she keeps telling me she's going to come back in the summer, but y'all pray she gets to come back before the summer, because I really do miss her.
Amen. Praise God. God's great, isn't he? You know, we don't always know what God is doing, but he always knows what we're doing. Always knows what we're doing. And so many times we're stressing, wondering, perplexing. Keep that little word in your mind tonight, because as we get into the message, sometimes we perplex when we ought to flex the power that God has given us. Amen. Quit wondering about what to do and just kind of turn it over to the Lord. This song kind of sums up a lot of what my testimony is about, because I need the Lord every day of my life. How many has ever found yourself facing a wall? And when, you know, that's a saying that's been around a long, long time, but basically that means you're facing something you don't know how to get out, you don't know how to get over it, around it, or anything. But you know what? God can put a door right in the middle of whatever your wall is. E flat, brother. Days when
out wrong. And I remember words to this song. Seems that you're the only one who knows what to do. So Lord, please understand, that's why I'm bothering. Answers. Amen. When we call. Appreciate you being out here tonight. It's good to see each and every one of you. Hope that you are having a blessed week. We feel like our right arm is completely cut off tonight, but that's what happens when you're so dependent on a wife, and she just wasn't able to be here tonight. My heart goes out to her. She's been suffering with some neck and shoulder pains for quite a while, and it's just about gotten her where she can't hardly turn her head. So if I'm going to get by with anything, it's now the time that I need to do that. So she can't look and see what I'm doing. But anyway, I just miss her so much, and not just because she's a piano player, but I miss her because she's my biggest supporter. So just kind of feel like I'm playing with an empty hand tonight. But nevertheless, God is here, and I thank God that we can worship and praise the Lord. It reminds me of some of the days at Rockmart when we just had a guitar, and some of the cottage prayer meetings that we had, we just had a guitar. And sometimes it wasn't an amplified guitar, it was just a straight acoustic guitar. And sometimes when Daddy played, it only had five strings on it, because he hit it hard. He really strummed it, and most of the time that bottom string would break, and you'd see it go flying across wherever we was having cottage prayer meeting. But Daddy got into the guitar picking. But I thank God that he's made a way, and sometimes we get really, really dependent on our music. But you know, we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord even if we didn't have a music at all tonight, because, amen, God entertains the desires of our heart and also the joys of our heart, so we can offer up joy and praise unto Him. So having said all of that, if you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the book of St. Luke in the 24th chapter. Luke chapter number 24, beginning with verse number 1, and if you'll bear with me, we'll read down through verse number 8. We'd like to say hello to all of those who are watching by live stream, and we hope and pray that all are doing well. And I would like to say that we're seeing folks' names, some of them, but I have never met you. I haven't ever seen your face and all, but it's good to see your names popping up on the live stream. And we pray that the service here will be a blessing to you, and we desire your prayers as well. So you pray for us here at First Pentecostal Church that we would endeavor to do the Lord's work, amen, and all work together for the kingdom of the Lord. So reading from the book of St. Luke tonight in the 24th chapter, beginning with verse number 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered
His words. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we love You. We thank You, Lord, for Your goodness, Your mercy, and Your abounding grace. Thank You for those who have gathered here tonight. And Father, I pray, God, that You would just bless each and every one of us here tonight. God, I pray, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit, God, would just give us comfort tonight. God, give us that assurance, Lord, that You will be with us. No matter if we are facing a wall, God, You are the ones that makes the walls tumble down. And Father, I pray tonight that You would anoint these lips of clay. God, use this vessel, God, to speak to us that You would have us to hear, that we might be submissive and obedient, Lord, to Your word and to Your will. We do remember those who are sick, many are suffering. And Father, we pray, God, for their healing. We also pray for the healing of this land. God, I pray that You would settle the nerves and the stress that's going on in the world today. And I pray, God, that You would speak to hearts, especially those who are lost and still unconcerned about their salvation. Father, I pray, God, that You would bring them to an old-fashioned altar of repentance. And Father, we look to You to give You praise and honor and glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. What a wonderful and very poignant question that the angels spoke to the women that came to the tomb where Jesus' body was. I thought about the two angels that were there and how, first of all, they weren't recognized. And we don't want to get too far ahead of the message tonight, but it is amazing to me that many times, and we've talked about it in the past, sometimes I think that we entertain angels unaware. You know, the angels are ministering spirits and can, in fact, present themselves in a number of different ways. They're not always going to be looking like they got wings and a halo and all of those things, but sometimes they can come and appear as other beings, and we find that being the case here. And the message that they had was very straightforward, and it said, "Why seek ye the living among the dead?" And that question has been, I've been mulling over and over in my mind this particular week about situations. And one of the things that really came to my mind, and we'll get into the lesson in just a moment, was that why that people spend so much time trying to resurrect dead things that are in their life. Dead things that, and the Bible talks about, you know, those old things are passed away and all things have become new. And in Romans, it talks about, I believe it's 11 and 8, that we are quickened again. And let me just read that. I was going to read that at the very end, but let me go ahead and read that now. This is it's in the 8th chapter of Romans, verse number 11. "But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your," or make alive, "your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you." In other words, He will make us alive. And I begin to think about that, and I begin to think about what the resurrection of Christ meant. And, you know, the death and the burial is part of something that we go over every time that we celebrate Easter, and we talk about that and what a wonderful miracle it was. But we really, really need to dwell on the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is where I want to bring this particular message tonight. Because, first of all, we find that very early in the morning, it was an urgent matter for these women to go to the tomb or the sepulcher where Jesus' body was laying. It was a custom that they would bring spices, and the Bible says here that they had already prepared them. So I want you to think about the mindset of these women that came, because, you know, it talks about the two women, but it said there was others that came with them. What their expectation was. And, you know, I want to bring that point to us tonight. Sometimes we get exactly what we expect. If we expect a little, we get a little. Amen? But we can expect more and we can expect greater things in the Lord because we serve a living, risen Savior. We don't serve a dead Savior. We don't serve a Savior that is so far off that He can't hear us, or His hand is not so short that it can't reach down and touch us when we need Him. We have a relationship with a risen Savior. But as they prepared the spices, as it was customary, to go and to put on the body to cover up the smell. And I thought, how many people today are trying, in fact, to do the very same thing. to cover up the smell of a sinful life. A lot of people try to hide the things that they're doing, try to hide the lifestyles that they are living. They try to act like everything's all right and, try to put some, in a spiritual connotation, try to put some kind of spices or smell good things on that sinful, and we talk about sinful being a stinking life. It is a stinking life. If we're immersed in sin and if we're living a life that the devil is causing us to do all manner of things, it is a terrible life. We need to be born again. We need to be quickened by the Spirit of the Lord. So they went to the tomb with every expectation of putting some spices on a dead body. Now, I want you to understand, these were not unbelievers. These were believers. In fact, the angels had to remind them later that you were told exactly what was going to transpire. Jesus told you. Jesus not only told them and many of his followers, but he constantly told his disciples, and he referred to himself as the temple that would be built or torn down and rebuilt in 3 days. Not the stones that the disciples were looking at, but he was talking about his mortal body, his flesh. And how many knows that his flesh had to suffer and die, amen, for our sins, and he had to shed the blood. That was his mission to come to earth. So they came, and they were expecting him to be laying there in the tomb, and they found the stone rolled away. Now, that should have been the first indication. Many of us have to wait till the miracle has been completed before we will announce it, or before we'll stand and testify, or before we'll claim it. And the reason is because there's a little bit of doubt there that the miracle has not been completed. But if we would see, if the ladies that came there, the first sign that they saw that there was a great miracle was that the stone was rolled away. But they became perplexed. They were wondering, what in the world is going on, or what is happening, or what are we supposed to do? In one place, it even says they thought that maybe someone had come and rolled the stone away and stolen his body. Do you see how that the flesh and how we as mortals try to substantiate things that are going on when it's a whole lot easier if we just say, you know what, that's a miracle of God. I can't explain all of the miracles of God, but I certainly can believe them. Amen. God doesn't need to explain to me how he works situations out. There's been times when God has come on the scene, and I couldn't figure it out at all. I just know that he came on the scene. Amen. And he made a way when there seemeth no way. So that was the first indication that they should have realized that something spectacular has happened. But you know what the Bible says? They entered in. They went in to make sure that the body was gone. So there was a second little lack of faith that they looked in and they had to wonder where the body was. And then the third thing, they became perplexed, they became confused, and they were wondering what exactly had happened. So that tells me that even though they were followers, and what did we hear? Ye of little faith, me of little faith. Sometimes when God works something out for us and we realize that finally that it was a miracle of God, we try to substantiate it by so many different things. But if we would just learn to believe that, amen, that the God had made a way for the Lord Jesus Christ to come to earth, to bleed and die on the cross of Calvary, to be buried in a tomb, and after the third day arise so that Jesus not only could walk with us, but now he could walk in us and be in us through the infilling of his Spirit. So they found the unexpected, and the unexpected was the stone was rolled away. Entered the tomb, still looking for the dead. And here it says, and it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And instantly they were afraid. They were afraid because they saw these two men, and they didn't recognize them as to be angels of God. So they bowed down their faces to the earth and said unto them, this is the angels, they said unto them, a very important question, why seek ye the living among the dead? And I thought to myself, why are we spending so much of our time looking at dead things? dead situations, dead problems, dead things. You know, there's a little bitty book that I've got at the house, and I can't remember now who gave it to me. It's very, very short. It's exactly the kind of books that I like to read. It's not a great long book. You can read it, probably sit down and read it within an hour. But the title of it is it, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff. And I see that happening in the world today. People are perplexing. People are wondering. People are stressing about little bitty things that, you know what, we just need to put it in the hands of God, just release it unto Him and call it done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many knows that God's got this under control? I believe that with all of my heart. God knows exactly what He's doing. Amen. He knew exactly what He was doing here. He knew the plan. The plan came out. And the thing about it, Jesus had told them time and time again. And how many times has Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. My way is easy." You know, the Lord tells you, is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Anoint them with oil. Pray the prayer of faith. And then you shall be healed. He talks about delivering, as we just preached, about the Lord is able to deliver us from any situation. Even from the things He doesn't keep us out of, He'll deliver us through them. So many times we're kind of worrying and stressing over these small matters, and I likened it like we're kind of just looking around in the tombs, looking at dead situations and dead problems, and why is it this happening? Or, Lord, why aren't you doing this, when we ought to be worshiping and praising and serving a risen Savior, one that's alive and well. If you're looking for Jesus in the tombs, that's not where He is. If you're looking for Jesus who just was here on the earth for 3.5 years ministering, you're looking in the wrong place. Jesus is an omnipotent being. He's an omnipotent God, and He can be any and everywhere. And He's able to lift us up. He's able to encourage us. He's able to make a way. So we serve a risen Savior. So why do we seek the living among the dead? And then they answered and said, "He is not here." Jesus is not in this situation. If you're looking for Jesus, He's alive and well. He's victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And He did come out victorious. But they go on to say, but is risen. He is not here, but is risen. And then he asks, "Do you remember?" Can you remember what Jesus said? Can you remember His promise? Can you remember that He will answer prayers? Can you remember that He will heal your body? He is not here. How He spoke to you in Galilee, He told you that He would be the Son of Man, must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered His words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. Again, if you think just because the Lord has made a promise to you, or He's promised to answer your prayer, and it hasn't fulfilled yet, this is where I really have to check myself. Because so many times I feel like I need to put a time limit. I need to put, Lord, I need you to do this by tomorrow. And I'm finding out God doesn't operate in my time span. He doesn't need me to tell Him how I want it done or when I want it done. He simply needs me to believe Him and serve Him, because He is a risen Savior. And I thought about this. When we pray, we need to pray like He is a risen Savior. And let me tell you the difference. You know, I wrote something about my dad after he had passed away. And I wrote it like I was having a final conversation with Dad. And it was because I needed some closure. I needed to kind of pour my heart out, maybe some things I thought I had not shared with him. And I just wanted to tell him again how much I missed him and how much I loved him. But my expectation was, you know, he's not going to hear that. He's not here to hear that. You know, and we can do that too. We go to the graveside and we speak to our loved ones, and that's symbolically good, and that's wonderful to know. But when we go to the tomb, don't expect Jesus to be in the tomb, okay? Because He has risen and He is alive today, and it's made me kind of recheck my prayer life with Him. In other words, I want to talk to Jesus like he's standing right here beside me. And I want to speak to Jesus like I know that he's not going to leave me and he's not going to forsake me. And he understands where I'm going from, where I'm coming from. And he understands how he's going to make a way for me. And I need to talk to him that way. Not that he's way off somewhere. Lord, can you hear me? Because he's risen, he's not deaf, and he's not in the tomb, but he's alive and well, and I think we need to begin to incorporate that type of prayer life with him when we come to Jesus, because he is very much alive. He's in this house tonight, amen? He's with you when you go to work. He's with you when you have to face the doctor. He's with you even when you have to say goodbye to your loved ones. Jesus is still there. He's not in a tomb somewhere. He's not in a graveyard somewhere. But he's very much alive and well, amen, and able to live and abide in each and every one of us through his Holy Spirit. Are you thankful for that tonight? Are you thankful that Jesus is an on-time God? He's one that never leaves us nor forsakes us. So they return. They begin to tell the 11. And you know what? The 11 had to run down there and say, not all of them, but Peter and John, they took off running down there. Again, ye of little faith. Jesus had told them. So if the disciples and if the women that were close to Jesus, they still had that little bit of doubt, because Jesus had told them. He told them exactly what's going to happen and exactly the time frame. It's going to be 3 days, and he'll rise again. But even though now they are convinced, they go and tell the disciples, and then here comes Peter and John, and they run in down there, and they run in too, expecting to see that Jesus is there, and he's gone. And one Bible place tells us that they even thought the same thing, that somebody had stolen his body away. And I began to think, Lord, they walked with you. They understood. They knew your mission. You told them constantly. But even they, their faith was weakened a little bit. So sometimes that makes us feel a little bit better, I guess, because we sometimes have little faith too, as the disciples did, especially when we're waiting on the Lord to answer a prayer or the Lord to work a miracle in our life. But if we could just understand that Jesus, when he speaks it, it will come to pass. It will happen. And claim it and call it done. And quit seeking these living things among the dead things. You know, we're alive and well through Jesus Christ. And we need to live like that. We need to operate in our life like we're alive and well. And the Lord is alive and well in us, you know. And talk about these life-giving things. Encourage people. Be positive. You know, Christians ought to be the most positive people on this earth. We don't need to be down and out and gloom and doom type of people, because Jesus Christ is alive and well with us. And because he is risen again, I want to read Romans, because what has happened at the grave there, Jesus has come forth victorious. And also, if we are crucified in the flesh with him, what do we do symbolically? We die out. The old man dies away, and in his place becomes the new man. Still the same old body, but it's a new spirit within us. How many can testify to that? Amen. See, we still look the same. We still have the same old flesh, but there's a new person on the inside in the form of the Spirit of the Lord, which, in fact, will resurrect us on that day. Amen. Whether it be through the grave or whether it be through the air, we got a home with the Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever and ever. Why? Because he didn't stay in the tomb. Had Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, had they buried him and never rolled the stone away, and Jesus had still been in that tomb, we would be on our own. We would still have to live by the Old Testament laws, but thank God he's a risen Savior. Amen. He took our sins to the cross of Calvary. He's alive and well today, just as powerful as he ever was. He's still, amen, able to come and live on the inside of us, because he is a risen Savior. And because he's a risen Savior, we need to talk to him like that. Not like he's a dead person, not like he's a dead deity, but he is very much alive and well. Amen. And he's constantly beckoning unto us to come unto him. Now, he'll give us rest and he'll give us peace. Amen. But again, it says, but if, let me back up just a little bit to verse number 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. You know who gives us the biggest problems? We're all going to say Satan, but what Satan does is attacks our flesh. Our flesh is probably our number one enemy. When you think about it, the flesh is contrary to the spirit. And the spirit has to have subjection over the flesh. If you let the flesh have subjection or power over the spirit, your spirit is going to be weak. But if you let the spirit have subjection over the flesh, your flesh is going to have to be under subjection to the spirit of the Lord that is within you. And if the Lord lives within us, then we are Christ. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. And then again, verse number 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or make alive your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the spirit do mortify or kill the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, meaning daughters too. Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ is alive and well? Let's exercise that faith and speak to him like he's alive. Speak to him like he's really here at this time. When we pray, pray to him, but as just exactly like you're talking. You know, we don't have to impress the Lord when we pray. We don't have to use eloquent words or long speeches. But if you'll just pour your heart out to the Lord, amen, he understands what you're going through. And I'm so glad that he's alive and well today. And he's able. If Jesus was still in the body, we would all want to take him home with us, wouldn't we? And we'd probably be like Sister Brenda. We wouldn't want him to leave and go back to Florida. I told her she had that mama syndrome. But yeah, she done got used to that home cooking and all. But again, if Jesus was in a body, Lord, you got to go with me. You got to go with me. You got to go. I need you to ride to work with me. I need you this. But because that he came forth out of the tomb, alive and well today, amen, and he's still real today. He's not in that tomb over in Israel somewhere, over in the near Jerusalem. He's here with us through that Spirit, and I'm so thankful that we have that opportunity. In fact, I'm just overwhelmed with the very fact that he loved us that much. Of course, the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But he had to go through that series of death, burial, and then thank God for the resurrection. Because of the resurrection, we have Jesus Christ within us. God bless you. Take advantage of that. Amen. Take comfort in that. And don't sweat the little stuff. Don't spend so much time on dead-end streets and dead things. Amen. Because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. And we can be overcomers. The Bible says we're more than conquerors through Christ. Amen. It's got to be through Christ. God bless you. Love you so very much. Would you stand tonight? Appreciate you coming out on a Wednesday night. So good to have you with us. I do want to make an announcement this coming Wednesday night. Next Wednesday night, the young people are going to be conducting the service. So we've asked them to come up for next Wednesday night. Brother Tony's going to be preaching. And hopefully they'll be involved, maybe doing some singing and calling on the singers and things like that. And we even talked about maybe, again, we used to set aside one Wednesday night a month for the youth to do or conduct the service. And I think it'd be good for them to be able to do that too. I know that they're learning down there, but sometimes it'd be good to have them up maybe once a month and just let them conduct the service, and we sit back and just pray for them and help them, because it's totally different when you're standing up here. Totally different. But it'd be a good experience for them, so we're looking forward to that. So be much in prayer for them, and keep Penny in your prayers too. Anyone need prayer tonight, if you come up, we'll pray for you. Amen. Well, Brother Jim, come if you would. Dismiss us with a word of prayer. God bless you. We love each and every one of you.
Amen. Let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Just praise his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Again, as Brother Eddie said, it's so nice to each and every one of you. and all those watching on the live feed. If you have a prayer request, please type it in the comments. And let's be in much prayer for one another, for, like I said, for all the ministries, for all the needs. And I know we talk about the prayer box too, but there's plenty of prayer requests in there on our flash text and all that we get. Let's just let the Lord lead us and just guide us in all that we do. All hearts and minds clear? Well, praise God. Well, if it is, well, I just want to invite each and every one of you to Sunday school Sunday morning as you come before our service. Love to have each and every one here just to come and join us. I see most of y'all are in Sunday school or involved. But we have two adult classes, many young classes. And also, if there's anyone that's interested, whether you're watching here or not able to be with us tonight, watching at a later time, if you'd be interested in learning or being involved in the Sunday school department too, we'd love to have some people that would like to step up and help, whether it be subbing or even help some of the teachers with the bigger classrooms to have two in a classroom. Alrighty, with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, again, thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us to gather in your house, but dear Lord, to pull up to your table and to feast on your word. Lord, thank you for the encouraging messages, dear Lord, for your love for us, dear Lord, for always being there for us, dear Lord. And we ask now that you'll guide us, protect us. Each and every family that's represented here, down with the young people or out with the teens, Lord, we ask you to bless each and every one. Those that aren't able to be with us again, dear Lord, I want to mention them. Those that are sick and shut in, those that are going through therapy recoveries, or those that are going through procedures. Lord, we ask now that you'll just touch each and every one. And we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Have a great rest of the week. See y'all Sunday morning.